Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coming up on 8 minutes past 3 o'clock in the great city of Pittsburgh, the Rick Dayton Show on the air on KDKA. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Arian Iyer. He is a cardiologist, and his responsibility is to take care of people and help them to understand a little bit better about what's going on with their heart and heart health and heart safety. Dr. Iyer, it is wonderful to have you on KDKA. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
So when we hear about this new study talking about aspirin use, and we're talking about heart attacks and strokes, for a long time everybody thought, well, hey, low-dose aspirin regimen, that was the best way to make sure that you were in a little better shape in that regard. And now we hear completely the opposite. What has changed, and how long have researchers been looking into the correlation there?
That's a great question. So it was in the late 80s that we realized that aspirin may potentially help prevent a first heart attack or stroke. We had already realized that it did help to prevent a second heart attack and stroke if you've already experienced one. And then the problems with that early data for what we call primary prevention was that they were limited to certain demographic groups. Over the course of the last 30 years, what we've really come to conclude, and this is based on a lot of clinical trials, is that aspirin, we recognize it causes a lot of bleeding, but what we were uncertain about was the magnitude of the effect of preventing a heart attack or a stroke. Over the last, about in 2017 or 2018, we had three large clinical trials that were published that looked at low-dose aspirin and its effects on preventing stroke, preventing heart attack, in certain groups of patients. And what we've discovered, much to our surprise, was that it caused a lot of excess bleeding, but the magnitude of the benefit in terms of preventing a heart attack or a stroke was really muted. So in 2019, the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association took the position that aspirin should rarely be used, except in certain circumstances, to prevent a heart attack and stroke. And with the recent United States Preventive Services Task Force, which has made the recent news, they came out with the position that aspirin should not be used in general for patients greater than the age of 60. And that's sort of how we've come to this evolution. Recent clinical trials have really shown that it causes a lot of excess bleeding without a great benefit in terms of heart attack prevention.
Dr. Arian Iyer is with us. He's at UPMC with the Heart and Vascular Institute joining us here. He's a cardiologist talking about the changes in the recommendations having to do with what is called low dose, if you will, aspirin usage. We're defining that as being somewhere between 80 and 100 milligrams daily. And the change from the U.S. Task Force basically is saying, you know, they want to strongly discourage anyone 60 and older from starting a low dose aspirin regimen. So were there other issues in addition to the bleeding? Meaning that there was also some talk about colorectal cancer prevention, right, from low-dose aspirin. I mean, it wasn't just heart disease and stroke. Weren't there some other things there as well that they thought there might be some sort of prophylactic use?
Absolutely. There was, back in 2016, the funny thing is that the United States Preventive Services Task Force had suggested that aspirin was beneficial in terms of preventing colorectal cancer. And that was from some signals that were noted in several clinical trials. One of the other, the main reason that they decided to make an abrupt change and discourage the use was in a large clinical trial called the ESPRI trial, studying patients above the age of 70 or greater, they found that it wasn't as beneficial in terms of colorectal cancer prevention. So with this large clinical trial looking at 15,000 patients, they came to realize maybe the magnitude of the benefit of cancer prevention with aspirin was overblown. And so now without that additional data, they've now come to the conclusion that maybe aspirin shouldn't be used.
So let's go back to the heart attack and stroke, which is more sort of in the lane that you deal with on a day in and day out basis. These guidelines at this point, it could end up impacting 10 million people. I mean, there are a bunch of people who are already doing this. Do they just stop cold turkey? Do they check with their cardiologist and say, hey, what should I do? I mean, if you're in a different risk category, maybe the answer is, what do you do?
Yeah, I would advise a cautious approach. We shouldn't just jump on this and say, everyone stop aspirin. I think it should be adjudicated on a case-by-case basis, and that's probably best done with patients talking to their physicians and talking to their doctors. The one thing about the United States Preventive Services Task Force is that it reaches a lot of providers, perhaps more so than the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association. Internists, family medicine doctors, they all look towards this Preventive Services Task Force for guidance. So I think it will reach and impact a lot more patients. But again, treat everyone as an individual. Speak to your doctor about this is the best advice that I can give.
So what was the notion? I mean, going back to the late 80s and the early 90s, was the idea that if you're taking aspirin, that it was almost like, was it a blood thinner? I mean, were they looking at it that way and saying there was less likelihood for clotting? I mean, what, help us to understand what sort of the thinking was then.
Right. So what we recognized back in the 1980s was that the cause for heart attacks and strokes was coronary plaque becoming unstable and causing a clot within the coronary artery, causing the heart muscle to receive less blood flow. So it would naturally assume that if you used aspirin, which has an antiplatelet effect, mm-hmm. it causes platelets to be less sticky, and that causes blood to clot less, that it may help to prevent a heart attack or a stroke related to this entire process. What we now recognize is that there are probably a lot of other factors involved other than just the platelets getting sticky around that plaque. The original biology for use in patients who have never had a heart attack or a stroke are not being seen in terms of the practical effects of aspirin.
So again, the primary takeaway here in this conversation today from Dr. Aryan Iyer is that, hey, check with your individual physician, check with your cardiologist and see what they say. If this is something that you have been on for a while, again, let the doctor make those recommendations as to how you move forward, correct?
That's correct. I think people are complicated patients. They may have certain risk factors where aspirin may be beneficial, but check with your doctor.
Well, again, we certainly appreciate it. Sometimes we see the headlines and it's hard to get into a lot of the science behind it, but thank you for bringing it to us in plain talk in a way that we can understand. And again, have those important conversations with our physicians. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, Rick.
Dr. Iyer joining us here again. He's with UPMC, where he is a cardiologist, and he is with the Heart and Vascular Institute. Joining us here on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.